तव कथामृतं ताप्तजीवनं कविभिरीडितं कल्मषापहं श्रवणमङ्गलं श्रीमदाततं भुवि गृह्णन्ति ये बुरिदायनाः. The nectar of the words is the life for those who are scorched by the world. The words which have been uttered by the nurse of truth, which wipe out sins, the very hearing of which is beneficial, which are beautiful, pleasing to the ears, pleasing to the hearts, which are inexhaustible, those who recount them on the earth are the givers of plenty. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, recorded by Swami Brahmananda. This book has been translated as Words of the Master. The chapter, Sarva Dharma Samanvaya, Harmony of Religions. First I shall read the Bengali, then I shall translate, and then I shall read to you what am recorded in the Gospel, and I shall make my comments. Mahatma Keshav Chandra Sen, Thakur ke jigyasa korlen. Bhagavan ek, tumre dharma sampradayer madhye parospar, eto bad bishambad dekha jay keno? Uttore Paramahansadev bollen, jemon ei prithibite, eta amar jomi, ও এই আমার বাড়ি বলে ঘিরে বসে থাকে, কিন্তু উপরে সেই এক অনন্ত আকাশ, সেখানে যেমন কেউ ঘিরতে পারে না, তেমন মানুষ অজ্ঞানে আপনার ধর্মকে শ্রেষ্ঠ বলে বৃথা গোলমাল করে। যখন ঠিক ঠিক জ্ঞান লাভ হয় তখন আর পরস্পরের মধ্যে বিবাদ থাকে না। কেশবচন্দ্র সেন অফ রিভিউড মেমারি asked Sri Ramakrishna, why is there so much antagonism among the various religious sects, although there is but one God? Sri Ramakrishna replied, everyone says this is my land, this is my house, and accordingly partitions of what he considers to be his own property, but no one can partition up the endless sky overhead. Similarly, a common man, through ignorance, considers his own religion to be the best and makes much useless clamor. But when his mind is illumined by true knowledge, all sectarian quarrel disappears. There are many religions. In Christianity, there are 396 Christian denominations. All believe in Christ, but they have different views. Hinduism, many sects. In Islam, there are 73 denominations. In Buddhism, Hinayana, Mahayana, many groups. In Judaism also, there are many groups, many sects. Why? Why there is God is one, why there is so many paths? That is the question. God is one, but there are many ways to reach God. As Sri Ramakrishna said, in one place at one time, God appeared and says, I am Ram. Same God in another place, another time appears and says, I am Krishna. I am Buddha. I am Jesus. I am Chaitanya. I am Muhammad. I am Ramakrishna. Same God comes to this world again and again. That is the Hindu view. As the same moon rises again and again, appears, disappears, moon, full moon, new moon. So same God appears again and again. That we believe. God is one. Now the question is arises, why does he come? The Gita tells us, when religion declines, irreligion prevails, I incarnate. To establish the eternal religion, to remove the wickedness of the wicked people from this world. Religion declines. Why? Because people do not practice religion. They use religion. They make politics with religion. They make money selling religion. Religion is a big business. God incarnates to demonstrate how to practice religion. Religion goes in the hands of the priests, evangelists. They manipulate religion, they use religion for their selfish purpose. That is the reason there is so much bloodshed in the name of religion. So much hatred in the name of religion. Sri Ramakrishna came to this age to remove those misunderstandings and this conflict. He demonstrated himself practicing different religions. He practiced first the Hindu religion, realized God, then practiced Christianity, Islam. After realizing God in different religions, he proclaimed as many faiths, so many paths. Do not quarrel. So his message of universal religion was brought by Swami Vivekananda to the West in 1893. Harmony of religions. Keshav Chandra Sen was a great religious leader in 19th century. He was born in 1840, died in 1884, at the age of 44. But he was a famous speaker. He preached Brahmo religion, Navavidhan, new dispensation. Later on, his life was changed by Sri Ramakrishna. He accepted God with form. Jomir Bhag. Sri Ramakrishna gave an example. God lapsed twice. First time he lapsed when two brothers divide their paternal property, holding a rope. This side is yours, this side is mine. God lapsed. This whole universe belongs to me. And these two stupid boys are now dividing. This part is yours, this part is mine. God laughs. God laughs second time when the doctor says to the mother, don't worry, I shall cure your son. God laughs, I am taking that boy and this foolish doctor thinks he can cure. It is in the hands of the Lord. As Sri Ramakrishna gave an illustration, at this space, nobody can divide. So God cannot be divided. But you see, Swamiji was very much in favor of many religions. He talked about if there is only one religion in the world, do you know what will happen? Swamiji says, we will be like Egyptian mummies. You look at me, I shall look at you. Thousands of years we are watching each other. No brainstorm, no new thoughts, no new ideas. We need variety. Sri Ramakrishna said, I don't like bagpipe, monotone. I like to play the flute with seven holes, with different ragas and raginis. That I like. Only bagpipe, boring. Look how he is giving example to make religion interesting. When Swamiji was in America, he met a Mormon. And Swamiji said that perhaps you can go and preach your religion in India. But the Mormon said, but you do not believe my religion, this polygamy and all those things. Swamiji said, well, I may not like it, but there are some people in India who may like it. You come to India and preach your Mormon religion. Sri Ramakrishna demonstrated. Quarrel and fight in the name of religion. In the Upanishad we read a mantra. Kusminno vigyate sarvavidam vigyatam bhavati iti, sir. Do you know any such thing, knowing which everything can be known? That we want to know. Knowing which everything can be known, do you know any such thing? The disciple was asking the guru. Yes, I know. If you know clay, you know all modifications of clay. Cups, pots, saucers, glass, plate, all made of clay. If you know gold, you know all modifications of gold. Earring, nose ring, necklace, bracelet, so many ornaments come from the same gold. Melt them, everything is all but nothing but gold. But we see many ornaments, many names. Anklet, bracelet, gold. So if you know gold, you know all modifications of gold. That is the way Upanishad explains Brahman is one without a second. The same Brahman has become many through name and form. That is Maya. Name and form, necklace, bracelet, these are all name and form. Melt them, gold. This is the beauty of Vedanta philosophy. Ekutte bahutva, unity in diversity, and diversity in unity. We need variety. If all people look like one person, could you imagine what would happen? Awful. 4 billion people look same. It is amazing, you know, even we see twin almost look similar, but there is somewhere some differences there. No two faces in this world you will find alike. This 4 billion people, 5 billion people, everyone is different. But Vedanta says, that is good. We need difference. But there is only one consciousness pervading in everything. That Krishna mentions in the Gita. Sutre Munivanaiva. These are all gems, gems, pearls, pearls, pearls. But inside all these pearls are connected with a thread or a chain. That is the pearl necklace. So each individual being is just like a pearl. And God is the connecting thread, holding each individual being. That is the way we think about God. যখন ঠিক ঠিক জ্ঞান হয় তখন আর বিবাদ থাকে না হোয়েন ইউ হ্যাভ দি ট্রু নলেজ আই এম ব্রহ্মন দেন ইউ সি ব্রহ্মন ইন এভরিথিং ইন এভরি বিং দেন ইউ ক্যান নট হেট এনি বডি হুম শ্যাল আই হেট আই সি মাই সেলফ ইন ইউ আই ক্যান নট কিল ইউ আই ক্যান নট হেট ইউ দ্যাট বেদান্ত টিচার্স তত না বিজুগুপসাতে You cannot hate anybody. হিন্দুদের মধ্যে যখন নানা মতের কথা শুনতে পাওয়া যায় তখন আমাদের পক্ষে কোন মত শ্রেয় আমরা কোন মত গ্রহণ করব পার্বতী মহাদেবকে জিজ্ঞাসা করেছিলেন ঠাকুর সচ্চিদানন্দ রূপের খেই কোথায় মহাদেব বললেন বিশ্বাস মতে কিছু আসে যায় না যিনি যে মন্ত্র দীক্ষিত হন না কেন বিশ্বাসের সহিত তিনি তাহারই সাধন করেন এইট দে আর বিং সো মেনি সেক্টস অ্যান্ড ক্রিজ অ্যামং দি হিন্দুজ হুইচ সেক্ট আর ক্রিজ শুড ওয়ান অ্যাডপ্ট পার্বতী ওয়ান্স আস্ক মহাদেব ও লর্ড হোয়াট ইজ দি ক্লু টু দি ব্লিস অ্যাবসলুট The Lord replied, it is faith. The peculiarities of creeds and sects matter nothing. Let everyone perform with faith the devotional exercise of his own creed or path. Faith. You know, we cannot live in this world without faith. This person is my father, who has told me, my mother. I have faith in my mother, so I believed that this man is my father. Faith. We go by plane, we know this pilot will not bring the plane down. I have faith in the pilot. I go to the restaurant and eat food. I know the chef will not poison me. I have faith. I go for surgery. I know the surgeon will not kill me. I have faith. In family life, husband has faith in wife, wife has faith in husband, children have faith in their parents. That is the way our family life, social life, spiritual life, religious life, all are embedded with faith, faith, faith. That's it, I'm going to say faith. And this faith comes from experience. Whether you are a good person or not, how do I know? I'll have to live with you. Then I say, no, this person is really good person, dependable, reliable, faithful. That person will not do any harm to me. I have deep faith in you. That comes from the experience. I cannot have faith with a person on the stranger on the street. Satchidananda's key kothay. How can I start my journey to realize Atman, Brahman, faith? Upanishad says, Kata Upanishad, Ostiti upalabdhibhyos. Tattva bhavena cha bhavu bhayo. Asti exists. God exists. Does God exist? Yes, he exists. But I do not see him. You do not see many things. Here is a pot of milk. Do you see butter there? No. But if you churn the milk, butter will come on the top. That Vedanta says, Sri Ramakrishna says, first buy milk, then boil it, then put some yogurt, then the milk will settle, and then churn it, then butter will float on the top. That butter is so sweet, so beautiful, very delicious. I remember in our village, we used to get that kind of fresh butter every morning. Beautiful. It is not your American butter, our cube. Our butter is so good. From the cow milk, every morning, butter and some coal. All various kinds of sweets they used to bring early in the morning from door to door. They would carry the confectioner. Buttermilk, very good buttermilk. I still remember small, small chunk of butter also floating in that buttermilk. Your buttermilk is processed. So sweet, so delicious. So, faith, how can we develop faith? Sri Ramakrishna told so many stories about faith. Vibhishan wrote the name of Rama in a paper and gave that thing to a man and said, take these things and hold it. This will help you to walk over the ocean. From Sri Lanka to India, you will be able to walk. But don't open it. Have faith. This, the thing which I have put into this paper, in this letter, it has a power to help you to cross the ocean. So he took that thing and crossing the ocean. All of a sudden he became curious. Let me open it. Open it, the word was Rama, Lord's name. Oh, only this name. Boom. Immediately he sank into the ocean. Sometimes curiosity is too much, it's not very good. Sri Ramakrishna told many, many stories. One day, Narada became very proud, so Vishnu said, you will go to hell. Narada was very depressed, upset. Vishnu said, God said, I will have to go to hell. Then Narada says, Lord, all right, I shall go to hell, no problem. But could you draw some lines, what is heaven and hell on the floor with this chalk? So Vishnu was saying, well, this is hell and this is heaven. Immediately Narada lay down and rolled over that portion where Vishnu mentioned hell. And immediately said, Lord, now I finished my hell. What? That is it. You said what is that is hell, that is hell. So I rolled over that place, so my hell punishment is over. Sri Ramakrishna told many, many fascinating stories. Vyasa came to cross the Yamuna River. Vyasa was there, he was seated. And the gopis wanted to go to the other side of the river. They had butter, milk, and all kinds of products. That is their business. They sell that thing and that is the way they make their living. They're coward people. So they came and they cannot cross the ocean. They said, oh, says, will you help us to cross this river, Yamuna? But yes, first give me food, then I shall help you. So he ate all their milk, butter, a lot, and said, hey, Yamuna, if I have not eaten anything, you be divided and help this girl to cross this river. So immediately the river was divided, and the girls were thinking, what is this? He ate so much in front of us, now he says, if I do not eat anything, oh, Yamuna be divided. And immediately they crossed. Then, while returning, how to return from the other side, they asked Krishna, Krishna, if you help us to cross this river, please, sure. He went to the river, hey, Yamuna, if I am celibate, please be divided and help these girls to cross this river. Then the gopis are thinking, my goodness, he has so much fun with us and now says, and immediately Yamuna was divided. What is that? That means they have no egos. They're Brahman. They believe that I am not the eater, and they know that I am the purest of the pure. I am never contaminated by Maya, by sin. So Sri Ramakrishna talked quite a bit about this faith. The more faith increases, knowledge increases. How can we love Sri Ramakrishna? If really do you feel that Sri Ramakrishna is God and he is our all in all, if we have that faith. You know what Sri Ramakrishna Swamiji said? Bishash. Oh, you have a blind faith. Sri Ramakrishna says, blind faith? Does faith have any eyes? Faith is always blind. Sometimes we say, Andhavishwas, blind faith. Vishwas doesn't have any faith, does not have any eyes. Faith is faith, reason is reason. Sri Ramakrishna's faith, like a child. The child's faith in his parents. Mom and dad will protect me. I have mom and dad. Tremendous faith. If we have that kind of faith, we'll be very close to God. Karma korte gele age ekta bishwas chai. If you want to do, suppose you are a scientist, you want to know that I am going to invent such and such thing. You have the working faith. With that faith, you go to the lab. Days after days, months after months, years after years, you are struggling. But you never give up the faith. Sometimes you see some tests, some truth, some experiments coming. Hey, the two persons got Nobel Prize from the inventing that some kind of that our Mimi's husband was explaining to me that how these cancer cells can be counteracted by the other cells. It is a great achievement. Malib Swami, it will take many years to bring that thing into the action. But it works. That they demonstrated. That is the reason they got the Nobel Prize. People are all over the world are working and working to counteract cancer. They have faith that one day we shall find out how to stop cancer. Faith, that is working faith. And when they see the test coming and they see the result, they are excited. That he was talking about. He says, you heard that there is some hidden treasure, money, gold coins under the ground. So we started to hearing from somebody, hey, do you know what? There is a hidden treasure there. Go, dig it. He started to dig, nothing. Dig more. All of a sudden, one day, some sound came the way with some gold jar, you know, hit it. Hey, I got it. You have not got it yet. More excavate, then the whole picture of gold coins will come to you. So that sound is giving a signal that there is some gold coins, hidden treasures in under the ground. Similarly, in spiritual life, sometimes we get some indications. We get some indications that there is something, some visions, some anahata dhoni. We hear some kind of divine sound. Thakur says, darshan, sparshan, shambhog. Three words Sri Ramakrishna used. Darshan, see. First, if I see, I got it. Only seeing is not enough. Touch. Only touch is not enough. Enjoy. Three stages of this experience comes from that faith. But we sometimes go to a holy person and say, does God exist? Yes. Can you show me? No. Why? Thakur gave a beautiful example. If you want to be a doctor, you will have to, he mentioned Ayurvedic doctor, you will have to stay with the doctor. Then you will have to learn how to check the pulse. Oh, rapid, slow. This is cough. This is bile. This is gas. There are three kinds of things the Ayurvedic doctor holding the pulse, they can tell you. How do you know? Experience. Long time experience. Practice and experience. So if you want to, if I say, Swami, can you check the blood pressure machine? Of course, now in America, so all are automatic, you see. Blood sugar, just punch it, put some kind of thing there, and immediately goes, and it shows, this is your blood sugar. This is your blood pressure. The person who invented those things, how much they worked to invent those things, just think of that. Now it is in public domain. I'm just telling you that this success comes through experiment and verification. Okay. That is the way all scientific truths we find. Same thing in spiritual life. See, Ramakrishna's example is so beautiful. Here is a stone. You put it into water, thousands of years, it will remain same. But a chunk of mud, you put it into the water, it will melt. He says, those who are Vishashi Bhakta, they are devotees who have deep faith in God. they are never perturbed by any kind of trials and tribulations in life. But those who are avishashi, have little faith, they collapse. Faith is not reason. Faith is a kind of feeling of the self. Anyhow, then I'm going to talk quite a bit about faith. Parbhuti. The path of knowledge and discrimination is difficult indeed. Parbhuti, the Divine Mother, revealed her various forms to her father and said, "Father, if you want Brahma Jnana, then live in the company of holy men." As I said, if you want to learn how to read the pulse, you will have to stay as an assistant to a doctor. Anyhow, he mentioned all those things. Jadi shankirna bhav, tarai onne dharma ke ninda kare, aar apna dharma ke sreshtho bole dolpa khaye. আর যারা ঈশ্বরণের আগে কেবল সাধন ভজন করতে থাকে তাদের ভিতর কোনোরূপ দলাদলি থাকে না। যেমন পুষ্করিণী বা গেড়ে জোবায় দল জন্মায়, নদীতে কখনো জন্মায় না। নাই, ইট ইজ দ্য ন্যারো মাইন্ডেড দ্যাট অ্যাবিউজ রিলিজিয়ান্স আদার দ্যান দেয়ার ওন, ডিক্লেয়ার দেয়ার ওন রিলিজিয়ান টু বি দি বেস্ট অ্যান্ড ফর্ম সেক্টস. Dal in Bengali means both sect and sage, S-E-G-G-E. On the surface of the water, you know how sage grows. Those whose hearts yearn for the Lord are above sectarian prejudice and quarrel. They spend their time in devotional exercises. Dal, sage, does not grow in the current of a river, but in tanks and in the stagnant water of a small pools. River and stagnant water. 421. Ram Chandra Datta, Sri Ramakrishna's devotee, is talking to Sri Ramakrishna at Dakshineshwar. "Sir, let me tell you about the lectures of the new dispensation," means Keshav Chandra Sen's Brahma devotees group. "While the drama is being played, the members cry out, 'Victory unto Keshav!' You say that dal, sage or sect, grows only in a stagnant pool. So Amrita, and one day in the course of his sermon, the holy man has no doubt said that dal grows in a stagnant pool. But brothers, we want dal, we want a sect. Really and truly, I tell you that we want a sect." But he mentioned that Sri Ramakrishna says, dal, you know, you just in a stagnant water, narrow, bigoted, superstitious, very small-minded people. "Master, what nonsense, shame on him. What kind of sermon is that?" The conversation drifted to the desire of some people for praise. "Master, They took me to Keshav's house to see a performance of the Nimaisharnas. I heard that day someone is speaking of Keshav and Pratap as Chaitanya and Nityananda. Prasanna asked me, "Who are you then?" Keshav looked at me to see what I would say. I said to him, "I am the servant of your servant, the dust of your feet." Keshav said with a smile, you can't catch him." Ram, "Sometimes Keshav used to say, 'You are John the Baptist,' a devotee. But Keshav also said that you are the Chaitanya of the 19th century, said in English. Master, what does that mean?" Devotee, "That Chaitanya has been incarnated again in the present century of the Christian era, and that you are he." Master, absent-mindedly, "What of it? Can you tell me now how my arm can be cured? This arm is worrying me so much." Because he was in Samadhi and he was trying to embrace Krishna and fell down, and his, I think, right hand. There's a break there. And there is no X-ray, nothing of the sort. Do you know what did they do? A bamboo. The two splits of bamboo, they tied with this, and then they put a bandage. So keep a few weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, then it will be joined. So see, Ramakrishna's one hand, you will see, is not even. At that time, think of that. In 1884, he fell down in February. Master, with this smile, "Stop, don't." He was a very powerful devotee and a fanatic devotee of Sri Ramakrishna. So he was criticizing the Brahmos and their comments. So Sri Ramakrishna said, "Stop! Don't torment me anymore. Why should I be involved in all this?" Girindra, "The Brahmo said that the Paramahansa Deva has no faculty for organization," said in English. "Master, what does he mean? He does not know what is organization." "What does that mean?" "M, that you don't know how to lead a sect, that your intellect is rather dull." They say things like that. All laugh. Master to Ram, "Now, Ram, tell me why my arm was hurt. Stand up and deliver a lecture on that." "You are a doctor. You just stand up, give a lecture about my broken hand." That is the topic. Thakur is so funny. "The Brahmas insist that God is formless. Suppose they do, it is enough to call on him with sincerity of heart. If the devotee is sincere, then God, who is the inner guide in awe of all, will certainly reveal to the devotee his true nature. But it is not good to say that we ourselves think of God is the only truth and what others think is false. That because we think of God as formless, therefore he is formless and cannot have any form. That because we think of God as having form, therefore he has form and cannot be formless. Can a man really fathom God's nature?" This kind of friction exists between the Vaishnava and the Shaktas. The Vaishnava says, "My Keshava is the only savior," while the Shakta insists, "My Bhagavata is the only savior." Anyhow, Sri Ramakrishna is talking about Indian sects, how they have this difference of opinion. In every religion, they will think that way. My friend, he is a Catholic. He was a professor of St. Louis University, Jesuit. "Swami, we have a problem. We think in Christianity, Catholics are the best among the Christians. We are the best. We are Catholics. But Swami, my friend, he's a Lutheran, very good man, my neighbor, really a good man. But still, I think I'm better than him. I cannot help it, Swami, because I'm a Catholic. Ramta sadhu bahuta pani. The water is pure that flows. A monk is pure who walks, who moves, who travels. Minjikans, they do not stay in one place more than 3 days. Constantly moving, moving. So that they are not attached to anything. No attachment. Sri Ramakrishna's guru, Thotapuri, was like that. So he was talking about in the river where there is a current of water, high tide, low tide, no hay sludge can grow there, you know, which is all, but sludge and all this giddy googly, some kind of snails and all those things, they grow in a stagnant water, but not in the river. He talked about it, you know. I do not know whether you have seen. I have seen how googly things. There are small snails with their mouth, they hold each other and they make a cluster. They stay in one place in shallow water. A lot of snails with their mouth, you know, they're holding each other. They're called giddy googly. They only want to stay in a group. And they think that is the whole universe. That Swamiji said in the Parliament of Religions, why we disagree? Once the ocean frog came to the well, and the well frog said, hi friend, where are you from? I'm from the ocean. Ocean, how big is that place? Oh, it is very big. Is it bigger than my well? Why do you compare well with the ocean? Then the well frog gave a few hops and said, is it bigger than this? You foolish, don't compare ocean with your well. You are a liar, get out from this place. The frog well drove away the ocean well, ocean frog. You are a liar. There is nothing can be bigger than my world. That Swamiji told that story at the Parliament of Religions in Chicago in 1893. Why we disagree? Because we are all frogs in the small world. That is the reason Sri Ramakrishna said, "Egiye jao, go forward, doob dao, dive deep." There is no end of spiritual realization. Infinite. We are all finite. How Sri Ramakrishna gave an example. Here is a tiny ant moving and got a small particle of sugar. And he was watching the sugar mountain. Oh, well, one day I shall take the whole mountain into my a small hole, my nest. I shall take the whole mountain. These human beings are like small ants walking over this universe. You know, once I experienced these things when I was going to Bodhrikashrama in 1977. We just, in one place, we got down from the car. And I was watching the mountain. 21,000 feet. I am below. And here is 21,000 feet straight. I felt that I am a tiny ant. Vast mountain range. Human beings are so small. And we are so much proud. See, Ramakrishna always encourages people, hey, have you seen the ocean? Hey, have you seen the mountain? Do you know what that means? That means you have a glimpse of the infinite. Vast mountain, vast Pacific Ocean. That will expand the range of your vision. Otherwise, I am living on my studio apartment, you know, like a caged bird. Human beings. Sometimes the environment expands our outlook. You know, perhaps in New York, if I have one studio apartment, they think of that. It's just hard to move. The place you are eating, and next, in the same room you are sleeping, cooking, everything in one room. I have seen in New York how they live. Oof. They cannot move. All right, up to this tonight. Harmony of religions. Did your live stream work today?
Yes, Maharaj.
How does it look? Let me see.
Swami, I don't know if you and no has anything on harmony of religions.
Mm-hmm.
You and no, United Nations.
Oh, I see. I don't know. Does
why
it look okay?
God is one, why there is so many paths? That is the question. God is one?
You should put in front.
But there are
otherwise they will see only my this side.
One side.
They will see only my ear.
Put it front, it will be a bit disturbing.
No, they will not disturb.
That's okay. You can put it front.
Okay.
I remember previously our St. Louis, our video camera was just in the corner here. When we went through the second door, this corner. So Mrs. Faye from Los Angeles, Swami, we are only seeing your sides. We want to see your front face. So